This is Brian Tier, and I am reading Neither Objects Nor Space, Not Time, Not Anything, No Forms. This poem uses the page in a pretty visual way, and there are six stanzas arranged three to a column. There's a left-hand column of three stanzas and a right-hand column of three stanzas. What I'm going to do, since the visual arrangement suggests multiple ways of reading, I'm going to read the poem twice. Once the left column down, then the right column, and then once across the columns. Neither objects nor space, not time, not anything, no forms. Reading Agnes Martin on the bus, I think about her perfection for about four blocks until I begin to hate it. In the drawings I love, she leaves evidence of process fraying the grid's edge like leftover math. Her forms suggest a counter rhetoric, dots of color, or the hand drawn incidental serves as a frame. A word changes as it enters a new discourse, freed from received ideas and responsibilities, stripped to its core, it's made perfect. But a word might choose to change itself. Outside the realm of perspective, a line that constructs a system continually escapes perfection, a kind of found quality persisting. A word might choose its medium, graphite over a light acrylic wash, emptiness as an outer limit, or graffiti scratched into the bus window. Existence makes a thing useful. Non-existence makes it work. The impossible patterns a life. Reading Agnes Martin on the bus, I think a word changes as it enters a new discourse about her perfection. Freed from received ideas and responsibilities for about four blocks, stripped to its core, it's made perfect until I begin to hate it. But a word might choose to change itself. In the drawings I love, outside the realm of perspective, she leaves evidence, a line that constructs a system of process fraying, continually escapes perfection, the grid's edge, a kind of found quality persisting like leftover math. A word might choose its medium, her forms suggest, graphite over a light acrylic wash, a counter rhetoric. Emptiness as an outer limit, or dots of color, or graffiti scratched into the bus window. The hand-drawn existence makes a thing useful. Incidental non-existence makes it work, serves as a frame. The impossible patterns a life.